Next is a progress note. For Rita Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y is the last name, Rita, R-I-T-A. And the place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care South. Date of service was May 9th, 2022. Period. The paragraph, Mrs. Stacy was seen regarding hypertension, dementia, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, etc. The paragraph history, Mrs. Stacy is pleasant but confused, period. She has a history of hypertension, and I noticed that, and I noticed, her daughter noticed that she's both on Losartan and Lisinopril, period. Blood pressure is on the low side today, 115 over 47, and actually that's normal and acceptable, period. She denies any headache or chest pain, period. She denies feeling particularly ill, period. Blood pressure readings have been good, period. There is a rash under her breast, which is mild, period. It is under both breasts and red and could be manilial, period. It's by the skin folds, period. She denies pain, period. She also appears a bit more anxious, period. I wish she was content when I saw her, period. New paragraph, she has atrial fibrillation, but the heart rate's stable, and she remains on Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. There's no bleeding, period. She seems to be eating adequately, period. She did have COVID-19 infection last year, but seemed to have come out of that quite well, period. She had been on Xanax for anxiety, but that was stopped at some point, but the staff say she's not doing as well without it, period. Paragraph review of systems, constitution, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory denies dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular denies chest pain, dizziness, and could not elicit any palpitations from her, period. GI, no reports of abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no major rash itch, but the left great toe has a bit of redness and has been seen by the podiatrist, period. New paragraph. Past history is positive for dementia, essential hypertension, atrial fib, chronic fatigue, atherosclerotic heart disease, major depression, hypercholesterolemia, peripheral vascular disease, left femoral vein embolism, hypertensive heart disease, dementia. New paragraph, family history. Father died at 58 of pancreatic cancer. Also had another cancer, period. Her mother died at 68 and she had diabetes, mellitus, and heart disease. She has sons with diabetes and hypertension, period. Social history, she lives in assisted living and does not smoke. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished. Temperature 98.4, pulse 84, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 115 over 47, O2 saturation 96%, head and neck. People that can react to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection. Neck has no nodes and is supple. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Abdomen soft and non-tender. ENS cleaners are grossly normal. Sensation is intact. Wonder cardiovascular, but don't you have a systolic ejection murmur 2 out of 6? I forgot to mention that. There's no edema, abdomen on tendency, as cranial is normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. Now, the paragraph skin, there's a rash under both breasts that's red and appears menilial period. She has redness of the left great toe and appears that she's been seen by podiatry, and there's been some dissection along the lateral margins, and the site does not look infected, have cellulitis, period. There could be a slight amount of blood there, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Stacy has essential hypertension, period. Because her pressures are low and she's both on an ACE and an angiotensin block, I will stop the Losartan and increase the lisinopril to the maximum dose of 40 milligrams daily, period. Alkaline metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day for this and for coronary disease, period. Paragraph 2, she has chronic unspecified atrial fibrillation, and I will continue to tie them 180 milligrams daily, plus the metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day, and she's an Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Paragraph 3, her dementia appears about baseline. 4, she has coronary artery disease, and I'll continue the atorvastatin for lipids, which is what she can tolerate at this dose, as well as the metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day, period. She has had no recent coronary events, period. New paragraph, she has anxiety, and I'll put her back on the Xanax, 0.25 milligrams twice a day, period. For the dementia, I'll continue the Napazil 10 milligrams daily. For the breast rash, I'll order Lotrazone 1% twice a day under the breast for 2 weeks, period. We'll monitor the right great toe for any development of signs of infection, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.